Okay, I'd like to just start with a little prayer. I invite God to be present. I ask that He opens your mind so that you can see the truth. And I also ask that He gives you the willingness to follow directions. And God, I ask that you use me however you see fit to facilitate this process. And you are welcome to add anything you'd like. We're good?
Yeah.
Okay. English, page 62. I'd like you to read, starting with selfishness, self-centeredness, that paragraph, and halfway through the next paragraph, and stop where it says God makes that possible.
Selfishness, self-centeredness. That, we think, is the root of our troubles. Driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity, we step on the toes of our fellows as they retaliate. Sometimes they hurt us, seemingly without provocation, but we invariably find that at some times in the past we have made decisions based on the self, which later placed us in the position to be hurt. So our troubles, we think, are basically of our own making. They arise out of ourselves, and the alcoholic is an extreme example of self-will run riot, though he usually doesn't think so. Above everything, we alcoholics must be rid of selfishness, of this selfishness. We must, or it kills us.
Okay, we're just going to set the book aside for a minute and start with your resentments.
Yeah.
I'd like you to just read across the first resentment.
Okay. My mom, for not talking and showing love. I've crossed self-esteem, personal relationships, emotional security, the last column, selfish, self-seeking, and frightened.
Sounds like your mom wasn't doing what you wanted her to do.
Yeah.
Can you see the selfishness in that?
Yeah, I can. She did what she thought best, and I wanted something else, and me? Okay.
Okay, I think
that I wasn't, I should have said something. Why not? But as a child, I couldn't.
Well, that doesn't even matter.
Okay.
Okay? We're gonna
stop it up here.
That's right. Yeah. The more we talk, the more we justify, the more we try to understand. Okay. That's not what this is about.
Okay.
Read the next one.
My dad.
Uh-huh.
For when I came with him when he ran errands, he often let me wait in the car. That was more than six words, I'm sorry. But I waited a lot in the car. I crossed self-esteem, personal relationships, emotional, security, selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, frightened.
Okay. So we're not talking about him and whether it was good, bad, right, or wrong. We're just, it sounds like he wasn't doing what you wanted.
Yes.
You can see the selfishness?
Yeah.
Take a look down that whole column. Is that true of everyone on that column?
No, except one.
Okay. Let's read that one.
That was actually the guy downstairs just now. And I translated him into other people would think me, me, me. Not what I'm feeling, but what I think he's feeling or thinking. He's more concerned about what he, about his situation. And I didn't cross selfish there, but...
You didn't like what he did you?
No.
He didn't act the way you wanted him to.
No. So that's selfish. Yeah.
Any questions?
No.
Anything that you need to say out loud? Can you see the selfishness in every one of those and how people just don't act the way you want and they land on your resentment list?
That's actually one here. People who don't do things my way.
They even spelled it out.
Yeah. And the cost? Duh. Because I'm right. The best. I even put the toilet paper so it rolls the right way. Just saying.
Is that the only one?
But which way is the right way?
And that's, yeah, everybody who doesn't use the blinker in the car, who doesn't do the right lane change, who drives too slow, who drives too fast. Everybody else.
They don't do it the right way. They don't do it the way we want. Let me ask you, just real quickly. I know for me that when I saw all those, that list of people who had wronged me, when I saw that they were on that list because they weren't acting the way I wanted and I could see the selfishness, I looked at that list and it was like the sting was out of those resentments. They kind of fizzled at that point. Is there any change in looking at it now than when you wrote it? Doesn't need to be, just honest answer.
Well, I can see it's ridiculous. I mean, so writing it down and getting it out of my, it's a way of getting it out of my system and putting it aside, because why should I spend all my time thinking about what my mom did or did not do when I was a kid? I'm an adult now.
But even simpler, you know, they're on my list because they didn't act the way I wanted them to act.
But
selfishness.
Yeah.
We just need to see the truth.
Yeah.
This isn't, we're not changing anything right now or doing anything. We just need to see the truth. Okay? Okay. If you don't have any questions about resentments, let's go to the fears.
Yeah.
Read the first one.
Yeah, I fear, I've done, written divorce / husband having an affair. Why? Because I'm unattractive. And I've sort of crossed everything off except the hidden sexual issues.
So I take it divorce or your husband having an affair are things that you don't want?
Oh yeah, that I fear.
You fear.
That happening.
You're anticipating that things are going to go the way, that things will not go the way you want. You're anticipating that you're going to get what you don't want.
I don't know if anticipating is what I'm thinking, but...
Well, isn't fear anticipation about the future? Your fear that things won't be the way you want them to be.
Yeah, maybe that's just, yeah.
Right. Can you see the selfishness in that? It's about what you want.
Yeah, I haven't seen it before now, but...
Okay, cool. That's hopeful when you see something new.
Yeah.
Look at read the next one.
Being turned down when that my husband will turn me down when I ask for sex. Because I'm not attractive or good enough.
So again, your fear that things won't go the way you want them to go.
Yeah.
Can you see the selfishness in that?
Yeah, it makes me really sad.
Look at every item on that list. Are they all there because you're afraid that things won't be the way you want them to be? Any questions or anything you need to say?
How do I get rid of it?
We'll get there. Coming soon. But you see the selfishness, it's all about what you want. Ooh.
That's sad.
It just is. When you're ready, let's go on to the sex conduct.
It's still sad. Sorry. Oh, no, that was too bad. Well, the only time I could think of when I'd hurt someone with a sex conduct bad, I cheated on a boyfriend once.
And you see the selfishness in that?
Yeah, selfish, dishonest, inconsiderate.
It was about what you want at somebody else's expense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very selfish.
Okay. Let's look at the eating conduct.
I heard my mom. Because I eat a lot of ice cream and cake from the freezer, so she wasn't there when she thought of me. I checked personal relationships. That's actually the only thing I've checked in the first column three. And then I've checked selfish and dishonest and inconsiderate.
Okay. So that was selfish, you said. You could see it was, you know, it's about your wants. Okay. Next one.
My son, who's only 6 years old, because a couple of times I've eaten some of the food that I promised for him, or candy that he thought he was going to have Friday night. Oops, God.
Selfish?
Oh, yeah. Selfish, dishonest, inconsiderate.
Okay. Next.
I have been my husband because I've asked and he's offered his help so many times and I've never followed through.
Can you say that
again? Column one, who did I harm? My husband. Because I've asked and he has offered his help and I haven't followed through. Checked self-esteem, personal relationships, unacceptable relations, sexual relations, sorry. I haven't checked selfish, I've only checked dishonest in that one. But can you tell me if it's selfish or, and why?
If I ask for something and somebody offers it to me and then I don't take it, to me it sounds like there could be some self involved. Yes?
Yeah, but how am I selfish in that? Am I selfish because I didn't utilize his help? Or I gave up? Or
following through? I'm asking for what I want. It's offered, and I'm not accepting the help. I'm not following through, and then I ask again, and I'm, you know, it's pretty self-involved. It's people get hurt because of what I want, and I'm not following through. I don't know how to put it in words. It, to me, it sounds like there's lots of self in it. It's about what you want. It's, I'm open to help.
Yeah, I'm thinking about control.
Yeah.
I mean, there can be a kind of control in it, not to get through, because then you don't have the control of the husband. I don't know.
And in consideration?
For sure. And being inconsiderate is selfish. Anything else on there?
No.
Remember when I talked about the cookie when it was in that business meeting? I wasn't present for my employer. than what I was being paid to do. I took the paycheck. Mm. It's pretty selfish.
Yeah.
Can you relate to that at all?
Yeah. But I can't remember which meeting it was.
You only did it once? I can remember many.
That's the good thing about having poor memory.
That's funny. Talk about poor memory. There was one point in, I was having a conversation with somebody and I was telling what we ate at this affair, that affair, that affair. I don't remember whether it was a wedding, a graduation. I can just remember what we ate. I don't remember where we were or who it was, but I remember what we ate. Yeah. Which is an example of this. Who got harmed by my eating conduct? I was standing there eating at these events. I sure wasn't present for the graduate, the bride and groom, whatever the event was, because...
But I'm also thinking I'm harming myself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that should also be on here.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
God and ourselves are probably on resentment lists, on all of the lists, you know, and if we don't put them there, you know, they probably belong there anyway, because we certainly... harmed ourselves. Look at this ankle I limp around on, you know? I harmed myself with my eating conduct. For sure. And we make amends to ourselves and to God by doing this work and healing, not by taking bubble baths and buying a new blouse and, you know, all of the nice be good to yourself kind of things that sometimes I've heard. We make amends by living the steps. So, you have your mom, your son, your husband. I spent money, and I think, you know, when I was married, my husband made enough, and I managed it so that, you know, we had enough for everything, but there was an awful lot of money that was spent that could have been spent on other things in other ways for the family. You know, it doesn't mean that we couldn't pay bills, but it's pretty selfish to spend money that could have been spent differently.
Yeah.
All of my friends, I mean, I've told you how I treated some of them. I don't show up for relationships. Or if I do, I'm focused on eating, or I'm hung over with a foggy head, or I'm obsessing about not eating so that, you know, I can look good in whatever clothes I've decided look good. So I don't show up for relationships. So now it's my family. Everybody in my family. All of my friends. Anybody I've ever worked for. Probably people in the grocery line, you know, everybody that has crossed my path pretty much has been impacted by my eating conduct. Either I'm taking more than my share, I'm spending money that could be spent in different ways, I'm not present for conversations or for work being paid for or to do my studies or whatever it is. I just don't know. And for me, when I saw that, it was devastating because I thought I hurt myself. You can relate?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions? Take a deep breath. So, it's our wants that we have to understand and accept, because they'll kill us. And I'll probably take a good part of the world with me. So, let's open up to page 75. I'm going to take a test. Uh-oh.
What chapter is that?
Into Action?
Six.
It's the promises that are in there?
It's the 15th.
Okay. So in English, we pocket a pride and go to it. You see that sentence? Start with the next sentence. Just read one sentence.
Once we have taken the step, withholding nothing, we are delighted.
How are you feeling? Are you delighted?
Delight is probably a little exaggerated, but I feel lighter.
I love that. One of the examples I use often is delighted isn't a word that we use. This book was written a long time ago. So somebody said, I'm not delighted. I feel lighter. Well,
delighted.
We kind of said it there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, next sentence.
We can look the world in the eye.
Can you look me in the eye?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Next sentence.
We can be alone at perfect peace and ease.
You feeling peaceful?
Yes.
Good. Yes, sounds like the book knows what it's talking about. These are promises. Yeah. Next.
Our fears fall from us.
Are you feeling afraid?
Scared, but not afraid. Scared of what's next and scared of how to move on.
You don't have those directions yet.
Oh, sorry. No, I don't. Sorry, I was thinking too much.
Don't think. Next.
We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator.
What do you think?
Well, it's hard not to hear, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay if hear helps. Next.
We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, but now we begin to have a spiritual experience. Yeah.
Cool.
I can't wait for more of that.
Coming soon to a life near you.
Ta-da! Excellent.
Next.
The feeling that the drink problem has disappeared will often come strongly.
You feel like eating right now?
No, but before I was nauseous and I'm not nauseous anymore.
Good.
So that's really good, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Next.
We feel like we are on the broad highway, walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe.
What do you think?
It's a little too much, maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I can do it.
I know you can. So these are promises. It sounds like the book pretty much knows what it's talking about. Cool. So here are your directions. Returning home, we find a place where we can be quiet for an hour, carefully reviewing what we have done. This is a prayer. We thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know Him better. Taking this book down from our shelf, we turn to the page which contains the 12 steps. Carefully reading the first 5 proposals, this is another prayer, we ask if we have omitted anything, for we are building an arch through which we shall walk a free man at last. Is our work solid so far? Are the stones properly in place? Have we skimped on the cement put into the foundation? Have we tried to make mortar without sand? At the end of the hour, if we can answer to our satisfaction, we then look at step 6. We have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. Are we now ready to let God remove from us all the things which we have admitted are objectionable? Can He now take them all, every one? If we still cling to something we will not let go, we ask God to help us be willing. Those are your directions for the next hour. You have any questions?
No.
Okay, at the end of the hour, we will, if you're ready and decide you want to keep going, we'll keep going with step 7. Go to your room.
Good job.